Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. I get asked many questions about commenting, and one of the main ones I get asked is, how do I comment on a blog? Now, I actually wrote a particular post that's relative to this. It's called Why a Single Word Comment is Next to Useless. And you can find this on my blog, thecommentingclub.co.uk/single-word-comment. Now, I talk about what I call single word comments or one-liner comments because they are particularly useless and, can even be insulting to the comment to the blogger because they actually have no value. They are not helpful at all to the blogger when they've after they've written the post. They spent all that time creating a brilliant post, and all they get is a single word or a couple of words, like, for example, they might get something like thanks or a nice post or a great read. But, you know, you may think these are nice, you know, sort of forthcoming post comments, but they're not really. They're actually pretty useless. They don't say anything. They don't add any value to the post. So the best way to write a bit more is this little five pointer that I have here. So first of all, number one, I would actually read the post carefully so that I really understand everything it says and I totally understand its subject. Number two, then I would carefully think about what I'm going to say to make sure it is useful, relevant, and valid. This is important. Also, that it doesn't make sure that you ramble or that you say the wrong thing or that you get the wrong idea or go off tangent, which is totally inappropriate and not helpful to the blogger. Number three, I then find out the blogger's name and I use it to greet them. This is very important because it makes them notice you and shows that you are friendly and forthcoming. It doesn't take long to write hi, Jane, or whatever her name is. Number four, I then deliver my point of view or I ask a question to find out more. This is your way of getting what you want to say across. It doesn't have to be a great, huge, long, you know, post or whatever. But it can be certainly a bit more than nice post or thanks. It's you can say one sentence or you can say two sentences, as long as you say something a bit more forthcoming and helpful, and it's certainly relevant to the subject itself. Number five, I thank the blogger for their post and say how I would implement their good advice if they gave some within the post, or I will summarise the main subjects to close the comment. It's always a good idea to have a parting sentence or parting comment at the end of your comment to show that you have come to the end. Now, that's not very difficult to do. It maybe take more time than a single word or one line of comment, and especially if you're not used to it, it may take a bit more time. But the more you practice, the easier it will get. Simply read the post, think carefully what you're going to say, find the blogger's name to greet them, deliver your point of view, and then think of something suitable to close the comment with. This is going to have a much bigger and greater impact, and the blogger is much more likely to appreciate it and then, of course, publish it. So imagine yourself as the blogger. What would you like to receive? A useless one-liner or a fully comprehensive comment that is worth reading? And next time you read a post and you think this deserves a comment, or I'm suddenly compelled to write one, why not think, there goes my dog, woof woof. Why not think, well, how can I write a better comment than just thanks or a great read? So thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto great clients. If you'd like to know more, send me a message and we can have a little chat.